Episode 115, Tear Jerking. This is a crazy episode. There was the Occupy, there is the Occupy Dayton movement, downtown Dayton, over this past weekend. We're getting topical and on time. What happened is, we've got a super special guest, Ryan Singer, suggested we record a podcast from downtown Dayton at the Occupy Dayton movement. So we went down on Saturday, the 15th of October, to Washington Courthouse Square in the middle of Dayton, Ohio, and recorded a podcast. There's some business I should get to. It was crazy windy. We recorded about 2 hours of a show. Really upset, and I want to apologize for not only the sound quality of this episode due to the wind, but we completely lost an hour to really, really rough sound quality, which I normally wouldn't be so upset about, but this time things went really smooth. Ryan Singer was a beautiful guest, really funny, really enjoyable, like fit right in with us. So it's a shame that we didn't get that hour. I'm probably going to put that hour up as a super secret episode that I won't upload to the RSS. I'll just make it for download on the site on snorkelcopy.com. Go to ryansingercomedy.com. He is at Ryan Singer on, or at Rysing, R-Y-S-I-N-G on Twitter. He writes some funny stuff, so check it out. Seriously, Ryan couldn't have been sweeter. He was super gracious and funny and lovely, and he wasn't an asshole when I apologized for screwing up the first hour. So it went beautifully. This episode, like I said, still, the sound is still pretty rough due to wind coming across all our microphones and just throwing stuff off. I'm not good at a live outdoor recording yet, apparently. I don't have that junk worked out, so listen, it's funny. Be patient with us, because the sound is rough. And again, I'll take this opportunity to apologize to Ryan for messing up that first episode, even though he was terribly understanding. Probably more understanding than he should have been. Go check out the Occupy movement. It seems to be gaining ground, so it might be worthwhile to look into and support. I think that's it. Thanks for listening. Back to our normal programming next week, I believe. And, I think that's it. Thanks for listening.
Recording now?
Oh yeah, you're showing up.
Alright. I like the line.
Hello?
Sure, yeah. Alright.
Hello?
So what are you guys going to do with this podcast? Like, when are you guys going
to become millionaires?
Are you going to start live streaming, like, webcam style ever, or what?
No, I actually like the just
radio
audio
aspect
part of it. I love the theater of the mind.
Letting people try to figure out what you look like by the sound of your voice. Isn't that like the worst part about female disc jockeys?
They're all so hot.
Listen to them. Yeah.
And they're all overweight when you find out.
Exactly. And they're like, that's a really big blanket statement I just put out there and probably sound like a pig.
A little bit.
Because there's this one.
No, it's just
specifically
accurate.
Specifically in.
Yeah.
Where is she? She's in shit. She's either in like Little Rock or somewhere. I can't remember what city she's in. There's actually two that I've come across that are just like, what the f- oh my, are you really, what are you, why aren't you on television? Like hot.
Wow.
Like,
that's rare.
Like hotter than any, I mean, that's, I guess, arbitrary to say, or not, I don't know if that's the right word, but, oh, you're attractive and you're a woman. You shouldn't be doing radio. Like, what if she loves, like, hot chicks are allowed to love radio.
Sure. Not on my watch.
Yeah. But, I wish I could remember that. No, it's Myrtle Beach.
Huh. Hello? Okay.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Got family down.
And she's a vegan, and, she's married.
No vegans.
They're all married. You know, them hot radio chicks, they get scooped up real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Scooped up real quick by the Red Bull reps. Scoop them up real quick.
That's good.
You want to take a ride in the Red Bull van?
The can on the top is always full.
Almost as big a chick magnet as the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're now recording blind. I don't know if any of this shit's working because the headphones don't say shit, but I don't know what that means.
Nice.
There's something showing up on the shit, so.
That means good.
That means good, but we'll see.
Okay, I wonder if they're going to get a live stream thing set up down here.
Uh-oh. We're about to get run over by a car.
They were doing a little bit of that on Saturday. Dude was, one guy had his laptop down here and was sort of dicking around on Justin TV and was, you know, so.
Okay.
I think it's just.
Don't
not
do that.
Been,
no. It's off now.
We're still doing shit. I think we're alright.
Alright, cool.
Alright.
Maybe. Who knows? Welcome to professionalism. Hello! Man, we're there.
Oh, we're back?
Yeah, cool.
We're back.
Sorry, I'm texting. That's not very.
I did kind of come down here with one thought in mind. In that, I don't think that people are part of the Occupy movement take into account the fact that the vast majority of corporations aren't greedy, giant corporations that are fucking with people, that the vast majority of them are people trying to fucking make money and keeping people employed.
I think that's an important part to bring up.
I mean, I say the vast majority. I'd say 99% of the
one
of,
come down.
Of the giant corporations out there are probably pretty decent. Within reason. Everybody's trying to turn a profit. Every worker's trying to turn a profit. Every fucking employer's trying to turn a profit.
Well, so, every corporation probably started as a small business at some point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm sure, like, not everybody's sitting at home thinking, oh, I got this invention I want to sell, and then someday I'll be able to control people's minds. You know, I don't think that's where people are starting from.
Yeah.
But I do think that when you have a certain percentage, whether it's super small or not, controlling all of these politicians as their little puppets, then it becomes, there's no longer...
It's a smart move.
Yeah, it's like the Constitution no longer is in play.
Yeah.
I think there's no question about that, but I think it's a political problem, not really a corporate problem.
Well, they exploit the politicians, you know. If they're, you know, you
right,
do
but
the same
politicians are exploitable.
Yeah,
that's
the problem. Be, yeah.
The system allows
that. Yeah, the system is broken, yeah.
Yeah. I think, that, I mean, it's like an interwoven. I mean, they're intertwined.
Yeah, and they're all in a bed together, and it's very convoluted.
Well, yeah, I don't think
that's amazing is how cheap a senator is. Pretty much $500,000 gets you a senator. That's fucking cheap.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah. What's fucking Perry down in Texas? Reason why he won't get elected or whatever for the Republicans is because he pretty much sold himself out for $500,000 to the pharmaceutical company that wanted to do the
HPV thing.
Yeah, HPV.
Dumbass too, though. I've watched
obviously
a little bit of the debate.
He performs
like,
pretty
guy,
poorly.
Yeah, Perry. I'm from Texas, and Rick Perry's a douchebag.
I'm pretty sure, but you know, but that, I think it's pretty funny that he pretty much sold his career for $500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we established earlier, I'm for sale for, what,
$60,000?
$60,000. As much as
yeah, yeah.
Run for city council.
Yeah, it is amazing. For $500,000, you totally screw yourself. But yeah. I think it just shows the lack of foresight a lot of these guys have.
Yeah, I think that pretty much most
not
politicians are
consideration is absent in so many things. In people's lives, like across the board, whether it's people making jokes instantly about the tsunami on Twitter 13 seconds after they hear that there was a tsunami killing a bunch of people, like, oh, you're making my Godzilla joke. Really, you motherfucker. You've got, we are so connected to each other via the internet that we've become completely disconnected.
Yeah, personally.
We've got no compassion for each other. Like, some people deal with pain through comedy, Ryan. Why are you being so hard on them? Well, shut the fuck up. I'm going to show up to those people. I made a list of people who made really bad jokes. And when they have personal tragedy, I'm going to show up instantly. I'm gonna make jokes to their face and see how they like it.
Your mom was dumb anyway.
Yeah, like, oh, your mom died from cervical cancer? Only pussies die from cervical cancer. Only assholes die from colon cancer. Your dad must have been a big one. You know, like, but it's just, I mean, we're so disconnected that it's kind of disappointing.
I did
people
wait.
Don't show consideration for each other,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I did wait 3 minutes before I made fun of Steve Jobs for dying, you know? So I did. I showed a little restraint.
Is that because you couldn't find a signal because you were using AT&T?
Comedy!
Yeah, I don't know. I like the Steve Jobs thing. I've never... There are some people who just kind of, I think, wait for tragedy. They're just kind of watching the news, and they got their Facebook status, like, blinking. Their cursor blinking in the status bar or on Twitter, like, ready. I'm going to make the
book like about any news organizations that have their shit ready and
And, there's actually a comic who's got some funny stuff. This guy named Brent Terhune. He's a comic out of Indianapolis. He does the obituaries for people who haven't died yet.
Yeah.
Like you were just
nice,
saying.
Yeah.
It's some funny. He's got it's some
yeah.
funny shit.
Nice.
So he makes jokes about like these celebrities. So he can. So like, not only is it too soon, it's
too
it's
early.
Not even it's too early. Like, nice. But it's really funny shit because they're obviously not dead yet.
Yeah.
But
give them time.
But yeah, we're all gonna die. I mean, if Steve Jobs dies, that's when you know.
Right.
Hey, no one's keeping themselves alive
money
right
can't
now.
Buy
well,
you a new
yeah,
pancreas.
But pancreatic yeah. cancer, my grandfather died of pancreatic cancer, and from the time he was diagnosed to the time he died, it was like 3 months.
Yeah, wow. That's about my aunt's
and
time frame.
Steve Jobs fucking held out for a long time.
Right.
Like, what, 6 years or something?
Yeah, years.
Yeah.
Once didn't Swayze right. have it?
Swayze. Yeah, he lasted a long yeah. time, too, but, you know, he had pancreas money, so...
Oh, to have pancreas money.
Steve Jobs should have talked to oh, that would have been so much funnier if I could have grabbed the name right
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
who's the fucking basketball player with AIDS?
Magic Johnson.
His doctors.
He's had AIDS for 22, 23 years or something.
Yeah.
We don't have a cure for AIDS, and Magic Johnson's still fucking alive.
Doing fine. I'm going to go buy some restaurants. That seems like a good
I'm
idea.
I'm convinced he ever had AIDS.
Because
it happened so within the time frame of the complete, you know, chaos about AIDS. I think maybe he got
misdiagnosed. It turns out.
Yeah.
You only have a cold. Crabs is
turns out you don't have AIDS. It's, you're black. We mistook you for being HIV positive because your skin is so dark. We thought you had a lesion on your whole body. Legion?
Legion.
Legion. Sorry,
legion.
Soft G.
He probably had a legion on his body, too.
Yeah, you don't have, I guess that was kind of racist.
You got busted on any topics yet? Or are we in the regular shows?
Yeah, we're in the regular shows. We're live from Courthouse Square at Occupy Dayton. It is getting dark. It's going to bound to get
ominous.
Yeah, it's fucking heat. And there's lights on up
wow,
there.
Wow, taller than I thought.
See, with no big corporations, this place would look like shit. There would be no buildings down here.
Actually, you know what?
The natural landscape is so ugly.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was about to say. You aren't fucking kidding. Fucking crazy, man.
You're like Richard Pryor in Superman 3, but capitalism is the computer. I feel like I sometimes am. Do you feel like you can't feel emotions? Like, I had a problem where I couldn't cry in real life unless I... when something sad would happen, I would have to watch a shitty movie to be able to actually cry.
I have the opposite problem.
Just stab yourself.
Yeah, I'm pretty easy to cry.
In real life?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm better now, but like if I would need a new cry, I'd rent like, you know, The Horse Whisperer or Osmosis Jones.
I had to fake cry at my grandfather's funeral.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not that I wasn't sad, but, you know, he was very old and
this
sick,
is time to get,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't surprised. I think that there has to be a level of surprise for cry.
You just have the pain of losing your grandfather, though. You can
surprise!
Expect him to die, but he's still not there anymore.
Yeah.
Right,
still
but
avoid.
I think that he died, you know, 5 years beforehand, you know, when he was, you know.
Well, I just had my grandma's funeral a couple months ago, and I hadn't cried. And then when we went to the funeral, I was in a Catholic church, and I was supposed to do one of the readings, and I did, like, the very first reading, so we were there for, you know, the funeral started, it was only a couple minutes in, and I went up to do the first reading.
Did
I was
cry
fine.
When they asked you to do it on top of a dinosaur?
Holy fuck. Would there be a rope ladder to get to a brontosaurus wreck? But,
I could do the reading from his neck.
Yeah. But I got up there, and I it was, like, at the podium, and I was like reading from the Book of Word, and I just started fucking wailing. Nice. Like I couldn't read, and my eyes got all cloudy because I couldn't fucking see because I was just starting, and I was like gripping the fucking podium and fucking like
lectern.
And I looked out and I see all these fucking people start crying, and I'm trying. I made it through the reading, and then afterwards, my cousin comes up to me. He's a real smartass. He comes up and goes, "Hey, great job on that reading. Some real." A-plus Hollywood movie star type shit. Because my grandpa was going around town and going, "We got my nephew or my grandson from Hollywood coming to do other readings." I live in Glendale. It's a little bit better. In Hollywood.
With the work I do, you can be left with your own thoughts a lot if you're not listening to something on headphones or something. And I'll be sitting there thinking about something, and something that my daughter did earlier in the day will pop up in my head. And my mind will go towards, well, what happens if she dies tragically and I no longer have those moments? And I create a whole scenario in my head, but 5 minutes later, I'm sitting there tearing up, and I'm like looking around like, oh, fuck, I'm at work.
That's
right now.
One of my topics is...
not cool.
Yeah.
You're fantasizing about your daughter.
Yeah, it happens. It's not good. I've been to the doctor.
Yeah, one of my topics is...
have you really been to the doctor, or is this part of the fantasy sequence?
Do you even know what's real anymore?
Are we really here? Are we in your mind?
Well, I listen to the... You guys listen to Moth?
Yeah, occasionally.
Every once in a while. I've heard it a couple times.
Good show.
Yeah. I listened to Bill Burr's
Moth,
and he cried during that. It was pretty good story.
I'm sitting there at work, and like you're saying, we got an opportunity to just sit and listen to shit. I'm crying my fucking eyes out at every damn episode I listen to. What was that?
Mike DiStefano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, just crying my eyes out.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, the motorcycle part
laughing
of the
while I was fucking crying and like just flipping that's back and forth in between it was amazing.
Yeah, I love that motorcycle part of that story.
Crazy.
I love the
but then what you're saying is to look around and realize,
I'm at work.
I'm at work and I'm crying right now. If anybody happens to just be observing
what's
me for
going
the last
on,
5 minutes, they're going to think I'm fucking loony.
What the hell? What are you crying for?
I can't get this part done.
I cried Extreme Home Makeover. Like
that's made for you to cry. No. That's the most
manipulative show.
I hate that shit.
But I have this weird thing of always putting myself in that scenario. Like sports movies, anything that, you know, even Triumph, like, I try to envision what it would be like to just feel that great sense of joy. And I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm crying. I'm like...
Pixar does that, too, and I don't like it when I feel like it's so intentional. That's what I don't like about Extreme Home Makeover. You're fucking manipulating me. Like, just let a heartwarming story happen when a heartwarming story happens, but don't, like, dissect it and then put the parts in the exact right order every fucking time.
It's the music behind
it's all about the music.
Yeah.
Music
it really is about the music. Like, I've noticed that, like, you play the right kind of music, and your honking is fucking us up. Come on! play the right kind of music, and, like, tear-jerking immediately. Oh, what the fuck goes on there?
I don't know why,
man.
When you said tear jerking, it made me think of like. It just made me think of when I masturbate.
Yeah.
Tear jerking.
It's like the fourth time, and just a little bit of jizz comes out, just drips over that. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about crying on those. But you were thinking about the extra.
Trying to aim your tears. You're alternating eyes.
Your dick is crying. You jerked off so many times. Your dick can only cry the jizz out.
That's the problem with internet porn. Dicks didn't cry before internet porn. Now it's so sad and depraved that dicks actually cry.
Shifuni.
I kind of agree with you on you're not being able to cry sometimes. My brother died last year, and whenever I heard, I of course bawled. And then my uncle came to the funeral, and then he got diagnosed with cancer last August, kind of like the pancreatic thing, and then like he died in January. But I knew that he was going to die. So like whenever my cousin called me last November and said, "Hey, uncle has cancer," and he's basically like my grandfather, I kind of cried. And I was sitting there writing up an estimate, and she calls me and says, "Hey, do you got time?" I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I'm working, but I'm in the car right now." She's like, "Well, uncle has cancer," and I started crying. But then whenever I found out the day that he died, I didn't cry at all. And I couldn't make it to his funeral, so I just wrote a little symposium thing for my mom to read there. And I only cried whenever I found out that he had cancer. I didn't actually cry whenever I found out that he died. But that night, I had a dream that he died, and he visited me in my dream. And I woke up that morning and found out that, you know, I had a text from my mom, like, "Hey, uncle passed away last night." And I was like, "Holy shit, what the fuck?" Like, I knew, whenever I woke up, I knew he was dead. And then my mom called me or whatever, and I was like, whoa. Like, and then, you know, like, we're all connected type of thing. You're talking about like that collective consciousness or something.
Yeah.
Kind of crying's like good.
Oh yeah, definitely. You feel so much better.
I've cried on this podcast.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
yeah. But only when you're drunk.
There's a real
waste.
I'm to the point where like I've got some shit going on with a divorce from my wife that fucks me up, and a grandma that I've never grieved over enough, and like shit like that. I cry a drop of hat.
Yeah.
Like fucking whatever. Doesn't matter. I'll be crying. It's a little ridiculous.
It does get ridiculous. Like I'm known for it now amongst my family. You know, a lot of times.
Crier.
Yeah. Like
that's right.
You know, I hate the fucking jokes, and because while I think the crying is great, it's obvious socially it's easily to be made fun of.
Oh yeah.
My brother gets me all the time.
And I think that's because people are people wish they could cry out in the open. Because if you like, if you cry and you own that shit, even if you're in public, like, yeah, I'm crying, motherfucker. Well, people would be like, I can't really make fun of this guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, one of my most embarrassing crying moments was a buddy of mine had just died, and we went out drinking, and they had karaoke, and I decided to sing a Stain song that it had no meaning to him or me or anything like that or whatever. I just picked it out, and I'm up there in the middle of a bar singing this song crying.
he's crying, singing.
Right, and you know, I'm sure everybody was
I know I'm making fun of you. I apologize. No,
I make fun of me about it. Now. In the moment, it felt the right thing.
I wasn't addicted. Been a while. I thought you were going to say, like, fucking Journey or some shit. Like,
that would be excusable.
It was an epiphany. Which is a slower Stain song, but
okay. Well, if we're gonna,
I'm trying in my hardest to justify it. But a lot of weird looks that night.
How drunk were you?
Oh yeah, pretty drunk.
Okay.
Your memory.
So your emotional door was kicked wide open by the movie.
Yeah.
Alcohol really.
The worst part was the walk after the song was over. I just immediately went straight to the bathroom, and the walk like a stranger like patted me on the shoulder. I had no idea what was wrong with me. You know,
I reached out.
Yeah.
To the women's bathroom.
I may have actually said something before I sang it about. Yeah, I may have, you know, introed into why I'm going to be crying here.
Just to let you guys folks know.
I'm going
to
bring the party down, guys, but
I'm going to be crying in a minute.
I like the cries where you can't breathe. Where you're
like, those are crazy.
And, like, your nose clogs up.
Yeah, you gotta like wipe your face. You got just a puddle of snot.
Oh yeah, those are great. Those are great. And then you just do the. You feel it from your gut where you're just like. Like you almost feel like a fucking velociraptor.
Yeah.
You know.
Asthma attack or something like that.
Yeah.
I gotta do a perimeter walk and see if my brother's here to pick me up.
Cool.
But so if I don't see you guys, that means he.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming out.
If I do see you guys, that means he obviously wasn't here.
Thank you.
I think we should.
A thousand times over.
When we get this release, make an effort to send you the link and then maybe.
Well, it'll be Wednesday.
Yeah.
It'll be Wednesday for at least last week's show and then probably next Wednesday for this week's show.
Okay, cool.
I'll do two in a row. Normally we've got a 4-month backlog, but we'll rearrange that.
Yeah, I guess this is a little topical with the thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, thank you for coming out.
We try to predict when we think it's going to come out and try to be topical about the future. That never works.
Yeah. Because 4 months, that's way in advance.
I was close.
Yeah.
I think I called Jobs.
I think we got Jobs pretty much on a button.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah.
Don't be making bad predictions about me.
When, 4 months from
okay,
now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Don't worry. Okay, well, boys.
It's been a pleasure meeting you, dude.
Yeah, pleasure meeting you in person.
Thank you for coming out.
We'll see each other on the interwebs.
Yes.
Rising on Twitter. RyanSingerComedy.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's where you can see the Snort Coffee T-shirt cameo.
Yeah, man.
And decaffeinated.
Decaffeinated.
Were you able to get that stain out?
Oh yeah.
Oh cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Because it was mostly RC Cola.
It's
a little insider.
Way to go.
Hollywood sense. Magic in
there. That makes
Hollywood
sense.
Hollywood magic in that video, guys. RC,
I should have known that. That was good.
Nice. But it was mixed with coffee, actually.
Yeah. Nice.
And especially the one at Starbucks outside with a... but it got in my eyes in the kitchen scene.
Me too.
And so I was like, just burned like... Wah!
How pissed off were you cleaning up your kitchen?
Oh, yeah. You couldn't walk in the kitchen for a while because you
so sticky and... Yeah.
Sweet. It's great. But thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down to Occupy
Dayton. Thank you. Yeah, definitely. Occupy Dayton.
And we'll talk soon.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Lovely meeting you.
You're out too, Bob.
Bye, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Later.
You're clear. You're all set.
I might come back over here, though.
Thanks, man.
Cool.
That's cool. Really, though, thank you.
Take it easy.
Bobby's nice meeting you. Take care.
See you guys.
Later. Later on.
No crying. There's no crying in the podcast.
Not yet.
I'm so sad he's gone. Why do you have to go?
Yeah.
Can we comment on how well this has gone?
It's gone really well.
Well,
no,
we'll see on the
no
wind.
Compromise. Yeah,
well, see, the wind. Last week, yeah, I'm not talking
see sound quality.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the wind,
but yeah,
I'm like, talking about the idea that we actually were able to speak.
Yeah,
yeah, it had two complete, essentially complete strangers. One who we knew was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other who we didn't know from anybody.
I couldn't hear him.
It was he.
I was struggling hearing him when he was talking. I talked to him all the way from here to the pisser and then back. Nice. He's cool, dude. Yeah. I mean, you know, but he just has that quiet voice. And I'm so far away, and I have bad hearing anyways. I was
going considerably better than I expected.
I just think your odds of not getting mugged are pretty slim.
Yeah, you're fine.
You think?
Okay. Time frame. Three, but you're fine.
And what our plans are from right now to when?
You know, whatever. We've only got a show done.
Right.
How far through this show are we?
And I'm out in 10 minutes.
20 minutes.
Well, I say we finish up this show.
All right.
I mean,
yeah, we're so far ahead that doesn't really matter. But
I'm going home after this is over, after whenever this is done. I'm not really here.
You're an occupying shit.
I'm a fraud.
You're occupying your couch.
You probably got too much stuff for me to ask Joel to take you home, huh? So I can just go straight to Huber instead of going.
How much trunky space you got?
I mean, how much? You're not going to need.
The table's the biggest part.
The whole back seat's open.
Okay.
Would you mind?
No, not at all.
You sure?
Not at all. Not at all.
I might end up doing that. That way,
you didn't drive
that way
down.
I
you
can
didn't
stay.
Drive down here?
Huh. That way I can stay till we're finished doing this,
cool.
And I can just take off.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And also, if for whatever reason you don't think you're going to have the room, I can take the stuff in my car and get it to you.
Okay. I'll move my car closer when we pack. Well,
yeah, whatever.
Apparently you can just drive right the fuck up here.
Yeah.
I don't see a real problem with that.
Yeah.
Official podcasting business.
I do wish I would have made that fucking sign, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm surprised that nobody stopped by.
We're not protesting, we're podcasting.
Yeah, I'm surprised nobody stopped
by. All these stickers for nothing. I spent $32 on stickers for...
A couple of that one dude who wasn't begging for money stopped by to get money.
Oh, yeah.
You should have given him a sticker.
Yeah.
You can probably sell these for something.
Let me start out by saying I don't need any money. Now, here's the rest of what I have to say. I'm $4.50 short of what I'm trying to achieve.
That was what he said?
Yeah. So crazy. Is there any way I can borrow... He wanted us to follow him so that he didn't think.
Oh, what the fuck's that? Like,
well, so, I think so he could hit up the crowd down there.
No, I think he wanted. There was something he wanted.
Right.
And he wanted the 450, but he didn't want us to think he just wanted it for booze. So he said one of us could follow him to where he was.
That's
trying
the
to
old
get.
Scam. Jeez.
Well, yeah.
You asked for a specific amount.
Or something.
But he was just released from prison. Why would you have
divulged that
information?
I will not be going to a second location with you, sir.
Yeah.
No.
Why did you tell me that?
No.
I was on board.
Made that very
then.
Clear.
I was about
never
to give you $20 till you told me you just got out of prison.
Why wouldn't you then give him $40? He just got out of prison, obviously, on hard times. Show me your release papers, buddy.
Show me your anal fissures from all that rape that was happening.
He didn't look like he got raped.
No.
He looked like he did the rape.
Yeah, definitely.
But that doesn't mean that he does not a bottom.
It's true.
Who knows?
I have a topic if you're...
Yeah, go for it.
A topic. You're going to have to help explain it, though.
Okay.
How it all started. Jim Caudill.
You're fucking Jim Caudill.
I have no idea what you guys are
so you have to explain how Jim Caudill started, then I can pick up where
I
went.
Be interested in, but or know something about. I'm out in 7 minutes. Can we change topics? Can you do Jim Caudill later?
What do you want to talk about?
I have nothing.
What the fuck, then?
I know.
You can do Jim Caudill in 7 minutes.
Basically, I got a scooter.
No, under 7 minutes. Oh,
yeah,
scooter. All right.
Well, I got a scooter, which is crazy. Cool. And there's topics as far as scootering. Check your hashtags at Egghead on Twitter. The wind is terrifying on scooters. Goddamn, I was riding around today. Really scary.
Is Jim Caldwell the source of the wind?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Or scooter.
I think he's avoiding Jim Caldwell for Matt's
fault. I appreciate it.
No, Jim Caldwell is a dude that there's a scooter forum, scootdog.com, some shit or another.
He is involved in scootering. Damn it.
That's
enough in itself to be good.
There was a post, new guy from Ohio on this forum. So I went and looked at him, a dude named Jim Caldwell. I was like, hey, I'm from, and it turns out he's from Dayton.
Right.
I was like, oh, sweet. There's another scooter. Yeah, exactly. Another scooterer from Dayton, Ohio.
You could stay in the same lane and hold hands while you're scootering up the road.
So I mentioned that to Bobby, and he was like, maybe he's stalking you.
Like, what if this guy is trying to do everything you do? And he's been doing it for a long time, but you just now
paying attention to your Facebook
life. Right, yeah. And he's, you know, he's molding his life to follow your life. You happen to have found him in the scooter forum that he never expected.
Yeah.
You know. So we went with all the different stuff. Like, now you're going to start seeing Jim Caldwell everywhere.
Hey guys, I just started a podcast called Snort Hazelnut. So whatever, you know.
Snort Earl Grey.
I'm kind of into it.
So I don't know where you're going from that.
Well, because at the time when we were speaking about it, there was something that you were doing that I was saying that it would be funny if Jim Caldwell, like, was trying to... It almost turned into a little bit of an opposite thing. Like, what if he was trying to do what you were doing, but just the opposite?
Yeah.
I think it felt way more better at the time because we were actually speaking
more
of something...
Like, trucking?
Way more,
like,
I was just saying,
like,
the opposite of scooting.
Way more better.
I think it's trucking.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
18 wheels versus
two.
Giant versus tiny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe train, though.
Oh, train,
because
actually.
Because then you're,
there's
like,
a lot more wheels.
To a track, whereas as a scooter, you can
go
anywhere.
Excellent. That would be precisely the opposite of scootering.
Or maybe it's something that stands still.
Oh.
I don't know. I guess the scooter does stand still when it's parked.
Yeah.
Maybe an elevator is the opposite of scootering.
But I think opposite more in the way of, like, he had the scooter, but Austin only rides the scooter during the day, so this guy only rides the scooter during the night. He's, like, trying to mirror it. You know, he's trying to live his life without him ever noticing,
right,
so he's doing stuff the opposite
way. Shit, this forum. I got to get out of here.
I have not heard from him back. I said, what up, Dayton, or some shit like that on the forums, and no reply.
You ruined his plan.
Okay, that's possible.
He's on
to
me.
He was trying to take it well into the 40s.
There was a old you here earlier today.
Could be.
So I'm sending you a... This might be Jim Caldwell. I don't know. He looked a lot like you, though. Like, to the point where, like, the General Assembly was going on. I'm on one side of the crowd. He's on the other side of the crowd. And I keep coming back to him, like, is that...
Are you serious?
Is that Austin? No, that dude's old.
Was this somebody really reminiscent of me?
You're not... 1040's our line.
Yeah.
937-551-1040.
Yeah. Either one will work.
Coffee. Okay. Yeah, he's in the blue shirt in the very background of this picture I'm sending you.
All right, check it out.
Holy shit.
It's not the greatest photo.
No, but man, I see what you're saying.
There's definite similarities.
Weird.
Yeah.
Just blonde and skinny and disgruntled.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Tall.
And 10 years older.
Yeah. No, fuck. He was 30 years old.
Oh, really?
Man. He was old.
Okay.
He looked like you with lung cancer.
No, I'm on my way.
Well on your way.
I'm fucking drunk, man. I put way too much rum in this coffee.
I'm glad I'm driving you home.
I'm glad I didn't drink that coffee.
I'm not too drunk to drive. But
that's what they all say.
Of course, yeah.
A new trucking company. The rule is no drinking 4 hours before you work.
Nice.
4 fucking hours.
Skabong like a case of beer 4 hours before.
Yeah,
you
could bag it
I
up,
brought
it
that up, and
later.
They're like, well, you know, use your discretion. Like,
excuse me?
That's awesome.
I'm a raging alcoholic. My discretion is fucked. Like, what are you talking about? Screaming, I'm a raging alcoholic.
Speaking of rage, did I miss the show where you already did Rage Studios?
No, we haven't talked about
Rage Studios, dude. What do you guys know about Rage Studios?
Nothing.
It's a business idea.
Okay.
It's $100 billion binder that I have.
Don't bring it out downtown. People will steal it.
Yeah, we need to find a space, basically. Doesn't matter what. Rage Studios, you come in and fucking take out your aggressions on shit.
Oh, I had an idea that was similar to that.
Lamps sitting around, like here's a living room or something. You just fucking come
the
in.
Meyer, the abandoned Meyer on Harshman.
There you go. That'd be a good one.
You section it off into rooms, and each room has a theme, like, you know, theme. Nice. You go and you just break shit. And then a crew comes in, cleans up after you, and sets up new shit to play.
Well, that's creepy.
That's going to be pricey, it's going to fucking happen.
So we work at a factory, right?
Down there?
People will pay plenty for that, if not if you go to the right.
That's creepy, dude.
So here's the idea that I had a while back, but I only kept it on the, like, employment level. Like, so you're at work, and you get super fucking pissed,
okay,
and you want to throw a goddamn part across the room.
Yeah,
but they have a place that is, you know, what we're talking about, Rage Studios,
set up,
which
has
got a bunch of old parts. So you, like, out, you know, already broken parts. You take the part B-17 that you're specifically pissed at right now, and you get to destroy it. And the company doesn't cost them anything. They were just going to scrap it anyway. It's still
can you imagine, like, fucking shit, man? Like, that's serious business.
Would it satisfy your rage though if you know that you're not really fucking anything up?
Yeah, but you know, extra to get personalized. Like, you send them picture files and they, like, print the picture person's face on the lamps. And
I think, yeah, I like that. But I think in the corporate, like, in the factory world that I imagine my Rage Studios in, that the rough thing becomes the time, because I only want to throw that part in the instance that I want to throw that part. If I walk 15 feet, I'm significantly less upset.
Yeah, right. I think you come into a place. You're pissed off because you spent the day doing whatever the fuck.
Right. Wife molested your son, whatever.
Sure, yeah. And you come into a place and be like, okay, I'm ready. You know,
wife molested your son, but I kind of mangled it.
I'm going to vent some frustration.
Not mangling it again.
Molested
him again.
Here's a room.
What, you said you weren't going to think that anymore.
It's full of lamps from thrift stores.
Yeah.
Fucking picture frames from whatever the fuck, doesn't matter. You come in and couches.
Provided.
Yeah, exactly. You can really trash plate. You're paying $50 for 20 minutes or something.
Wow, I'm going to do way more damage than $50.
I think you can watch your thrift store, dude. You do 5 minutes.
Five minutes, you can get your frustration
but
down.
But it's hard to level. Yeah. You're really training for it.
I have to go work for the next 12 to 14 hours. So take it easy, everybody.
Thanks for coming out, man. Down.
No problem.
Should we unplug those mics that aren't in use anymore so we don't
turn them?
See ya.
At least
pick up wind.
Yeah.
Unwanted wind.
All right, take care,
later,
dude.
Man.
Take it easy.
Later,
be careful driving.
Yep. Let me know about your computer, dude.
Yeah.
Hopefully this shit comes out.
Ryan must have got that ride.
Look at this.
Nothing's wrong, so.
That's how I feel. I need to stand up, too.
That's my ass is hurting.
Rage Studios is a moneymaker, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I don't know, like.
You could have that in, like, get section, get, like, buy a gas station, right? So you get your gas, the gas station money making idea, and then in that, like, just use the garage space of there as a small starting place.
Okay.
Like, I like eventually getting
filler up plus Rage Studios.
Specific, like, God, I fucking hate aquariums, and so there's a whole room of aquariums and, like, shitty fish for you to kill.
Oh, man.
Whatever.
Now we're getting PETA involved.
That's fine.
God, I hate puppy dogs. Like, there's just, you go to the mall and there's a fucking puppy dog room.
You saw their head off a chainsaw?
Yeah, like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm going to wear my tree climbing spikes to the puppy dog. I've always wanted to just, like, do it like they do in France with wine, but with puppy dogs.
Yeah.
And then let it.
A bucket full of puppy dogs you stomp on until the juice comes out. So good. I love it.
Sell that to Dracula.
You've not experienced life until you've had puppy dog wine.
It's hard to ferment, though. There's a little pre-pro there as far as, like, you got to really feed a lot of sugar.
You got to have good filters, too, to get rid of all that fur.
I like giving them a lot of sugar and it turns it into a wine.
Feeding them.
You got to literally turn the fucking... All the puppies have to go diabetic.
Yeah.
And then you can
replace their dry food with Lucky Charms.
Yeah, man. Marshmallows.
Water with milkshakes. Eat up. Don't get too big, though. Then you won't be a puppy, and that's a different... We're looking for a very specific...
I like filler up and rage, dude. Like, the problem I'm having is I think these are legitimate business ideas.
Right.
I think both of them can make money. I think Filler Up and Rage Studios could both make money. So do we start a Kickstarter for that shit?
I don't know.
People make money to gain capital.
Do what?
What do you mean as a Kickstarter? Like a separate business just to earn money?
A Kickstarter as far as, have you heard of Kickstarter.com?
No.
Yeah. It's a joint that people will donate money to start businesses start ideas. But like people make money on that shit.
I think
people do some shit and like make $1 million on Kickstarter to start their shit.
I think Filler Up has to start in New York, L.A. Not New York, not a lot of driving. L.A.
That's not a bad idea.
Bigger driving cities,
yeah.
Right? Where there's where you have a. I don't know if Dayton can support.
Sure.
I don't think you can build it and immediately make enough money to keep it going.
Okay.
From the pool of people we have around here who are going to have the app.
Yeah.
Who are going to have the right service and who are going to want to pre-order their shit.
Right.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Valid concerns. But I think if you're pulling from a city 10 times the size.
Yeah. Sure.
But like, is that worth getting into a Kickstarter shit for? Like, I
don't know. It seems like more trouble than I'm interested in.
But is it more trouble than $1 billion is worth? I don't know.
Yeah. A billion? I think a billion strong.
I don't think a billion strong once you franchise it out.
I don't know.
I don't think Filler Up would go fucking nationwide pretty quick and be like, oh, wait, we can go into this gas station and out of this gas station in 1 minute, get every bit of fucking FedEx or UPS shipments, get a full gas tank, and whatever kind of, like, daily bread, milk, eggs, shopping.
I'm not sure that many people are in that big of a hurry.
I don't think you can do it with sundries either.
I don't know that many people know they're in that much of a hurry.
I don't think you can include the sundries. I think you have to start just gas.
Well, sure, but I think very quickly becomes, I'm going to order a pop, I'm going to order my pack of cigarettes, I'm going to order, you know.
Hey, dude, do you realize how big a hurry you're in? I don't know if you've noticed, you're in a big-ass hurry.
People are busy, dude.
That's our commercial.
He's right, I am in a big-ass hurry. Fuck.
People are busy.
Like, why are you not already where you're supposed to be right now?
God,
you're in such a hurry.
I think it's big money.
No, I think if you're going somewhere, let's say, put it into a real-life scenario. Me and the wife are going to her uncle's house for card night on a Saturday, and we know that we're going to get gas on the way. I think in the living room on my phone app prior to it,
right.
Ordering up a fill up. The problem is you can't gauge exactly how much you need. I mean, it can be charged after.
How much
you
gas?
Just order a fill up.
Yeah, it's just whatever you take.
But we never told Joel about the idea of how we do it that way with the.
Oh, yeah. No, we've talked about that.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Okay. With the way, you know, the NASCAR tanks?
Yeah. You've got to get those to push it in. Right.
And then having at one end a guy filling up your NASCAR tanks.
Right.
And then, you know, swinging them around.
I think it's a fucking, like, huge idea that we're bound to miss out on, which makes me think Kickstarter, like,
I think it's
here's
too
the thing
high
that we can talk.
A money goal, like, the startup cost on it seems so high that I feel like Kickstarter is a bad.
It possibly, yeah.
You'd have to buy the gas and lots of it.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Right, but we give.
And those tanks don't come cheap.
1% to and people that are willing to donate some money. And 1% is high, and as far as that shit's really concerned, but.
You're going to give them $1 billion. Wait. You're going to give them. I can't figure out 1%.
I think it's $1 million.
$10 million?
It's going to end up being 0.2% or something like that.
Yeah,
but, like,
right.
You're willing to. Or you get free filler ups for 2 years.
Well, it's just like Ryan was talking about selling his soul. Like, I think it's just a different. Like, if you throw in $100 and you're in for 0.002%.
Yeah.
Of whatever,
you get,
but if
you get
put
10
in
free fill ups.
$100,000, then game on. Like, you're totally in for 1%.
Yeah. You definitely have to have levels.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like too good of an idea to pass up and be like, oh, that's just some silly shit we talked about on a podcast. And
thinking about it as an end product, it is a great idea. Just figuring out how to get it to there.
Yeah, certainly.
Sounds horrible.
And I think you brought up a good point with the markets. I think that you need a city like L.A. specifically. I'm not even sure, like, Chicago's a big enough driving city. Probably places in Texas, you know what I mean? Like a Dallas.
Yeah.
And even a bigger city, it would be easy to market southern part of the United States because you're going to already have the NASCAR style tanks. It's called Filler Up.
Right.
You know, with
close to get her done.
Yeah. So, I think it markets easily that way.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it could work.
And it seems like a shitty idea to pass up on, like, a bunch of money.
I think it would work. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're podcasting.
Podcasting?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Some coffee. Mm-hmm. You want some stickers?
Yeah, sure.
We got some stickers.
What are you doing? Nice. Podcasting?
You're looking at it, man.
Yeah, you're listening to it right now. It's just a bunch of gibberish. Just a bunch of talk.
Joking around mostly. Talking about the Occupy movement a little bit.
Okay. What do you guys think about it?
Snort Coffee? Definitely pro.
Check it out. Snortcoffee.com.
I think it's good.
You guys just started doing this here? Or?
Well, we've done this for 2 years, roughly. But this is the first time we've ever come here. Yeah.
Come here?
Yeah.
Because of this here?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys are independent media. That's great.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a little bit.
That's what we need. What we need.
Yeah.
So snortcoffee.com.
Yeah, check it out. No, we're not joking at all. Yeah, absolutely. That's how the name was born.
The front door. Yeah. What did that feel like?
It's not bad.
Talk to these guys. I refuse to do it.
Yeah.
I have.
It's not at all.
No, it doesn't really burn.
No, it really doesn't.
It's the drip from it is nice if you like the taste of coffee.
It's really not bad.
You're
trying to get me a
snort coffee. No, don't go overboard, but a little.
Small amount, not bad.
Get a super fine grind, like an espresso grind.
Yeah.
And then just like a little
that's
bump.
That's good stuff.
And yeah, it is. It actually is.
Like a cafe, what about Cafe Bustelo?
Show them the front of your shirt.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man. It's a really.
Those Starbucks beers you have to be careful with.
Starbucks. It's actually imported.
So, oh wow!
It's real fun.
We have a lot of different takes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We actually
got three different takes.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. I was indifferent about it. I'm one of the people that thinks that I don't see what can be done about. You know, I don't see what can be done about the problem, and I'm not sure that I believe.
That's part of the revolution.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I believe a lot of the solutions that might even be offered would end up being good. I think they are all well intended. I just think the ultimate end game of those solutions. I tend to lean a little right on some things. I mean, I'm socially liberal, but you know, when it comes to the idea of everybody has to pitch in and pay for everybody else, that bugs the shit out of me.
Right.
Like, I want my own money. I want to choose what I want to do with it.
Right.
And I don't want to pay for other people.
You want to go to work and you want your
to
give you insurance that you can pay for and afford.
Yeah, I don't want
it's more about not paying for other people to do shit.
Yeah, I don't want to know that there's people out there that can choose to be lazy, but my paycheck will help take care of them.
Absolutely.
And let them be lazy.
Well, that happens anyway. You pay taxes, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely it happens. I'd love to pay less taxes. I'd love to pay no taxes.
Right.
GOGE, what? Some 5.13 point. Don't quote me on this podcast, man.
Oh, we don't. You're fine.
Billions of dollars.
You know how many taxes they pay?
Paid zero taxes last year.
Zero taxes. You paid more taxes than they did.
Yeah.
They
create more jobs than me,
taxes, though. Yeah, exactly.
It's not fair.
They create more jobs than me, though. I mean, that's a one way to look at it. Absolutely, they do.
If you drive up from Cincinnati on 75 heading northbound, on the right hand side, you see a GE plant.
Yeah.
There's a nice, beautiful, grassy field there. You know what that used to be? Employee parking.
Right. My uncle's an aircraft engineer for GE, so the taxes he pays already is more than I pay.
The taxes he pays.
So GE created that job for him. He pays those taxes. Ergo, GE kind of pays taxes. I understand what you're saying. I think GE should probably pay taxes.
Yeah.
I get that part of it. I'm just saying.
You have more money than anybody underneath them.
Yeah.
Taxes.
You got old politicians with their...
Yeah, right, absolutely.
Pushing the door wide open.
It's a largely confusing subject that I'm not well educated enough on to really speak my opinion about.
Right.
Because I can easily look like an idiot.
All of us can.
Yeah. So you know, it's
I look like an idiot every day, at least once.
It's you know, it's
okay to be dumb.
Yeah.
You know, it's smarter though as a human being to learn a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. At least we're asking why.
Yeah. There's a difference between not knowing your shit and being willfully ignorant, where you just don't give a fuck and don't care to learn.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Check it out, storecoffee.com.
Oh, I will.
I'm not going to
store coffee, though, at all.
It's really not as bad as you probably think, but
you'll get there. You'll get
like a dope
head.
Thanks for coming out.
You guys have coffee or anything?
No coffee. Thanks. Oh, he was offering us coffee.
Free stickers.
Yeah, I think he was.
I thought he was asking if we had coffee.
I think he was offering.
Oh, okay.
Is it in dry form?
Is that what he said?
No. That's what I'm
dry?
Saying. If he's
the wind's died down. I'll do it.
It's turned into a lovely evening.
Hello. Yeah. We got lucky with the wind, I think.
Yeah. Wind's not so bad. Downtown, lighting on the Billings is nice.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad down here.
I wish there was more lights on in this building, though, that we're standing next to. That's about, I guess, I think I got the 27 floors.
Yeah. Big building.
I was trying to count two at a time, and visually it gets tough up
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I think I got a little high on 27, but...
Huh?
I think you're a little high on 27, but I don't know.
No, go windows. Okay. I mean, each yeah. level of windows start right. counting up. I got the 27.
It's making me dizzy.
I also counted that middle.
No, I wouldn't count them.
Yeah.
Because it's two levels high.
Okay.
I was going story, meaning just the height of a one,
okay.
one floor to ceiling.
Right. We got another drop in. That was nice.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Those guys were kind of cool.
Little Wave being asshole. I've got shit tons of Little Waves being asshole. Tell people they look like somebody, but make it somebody they don't want to look like. Well, I'm thinking like
you kind of look like Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
Just yeah. a little.
Really? Me?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I don't even have a beard.
Yeah, I know, but you're chubby and oh, you're like man. You don't shave regularly. Like it's not a beard, but you know, just something that you can be insulting with.
You've been in a lot of movies.
Aren't you that famous guy that got into a car wreck?
Who's now dead.
You look like, who's the guy from Star Trek? Or Star Wars? Mark Hamilton? You look like Mark Hamilton after the first movie of Star Wars. Your face is all fucked up. That's how you look like him. You look like, what's that chick? Who's the chick that does the new, she was in Misery. And now
Kathy Bates?
Yeah, you look like Kathy. You look like an older Kathy Bates.
Well, my buddy's
looking
mom.
Fat Kathy Bates.
My buddy's mom looks like the chick from Goonies, the old chick from Goonies.
Oh, yeah, that's
legitimately
good one.
Looks yeah. just like her. Nice. And I've never wanted to say it. I've never said
no.
it to him.
Yeah.
I feel it's incredibly insulting.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
Because she's creepy old and creepy.
There's nothing attractive about that lady.
But I'm telling you, that's what she fucking looks like. I just can't bring myself to ever say it.
Can I say something terrible?
Sure.
Is it your mother-in-law?
No, she looks like a witch.
I've only seen like Facebook pictures.
Yeah,
so I'm
she's
terrified.
Scary. She is scary.
I forget what my mother-in-law looks like. Sort of like Kathy Bates, I think,
yeah,
from what I
go.
Can remember.
Yeah.
Especially when she has a wooden block between your ankles and a sledgehammer in her hand.
She's, what did she call that? What's that move called?
Torture?
No, it was like a specific name for like.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
I forget what it was.
My two layers of socks aren't starting to work though.
Is that like? Well, you can't remember. Is it two layers?
Yeah.
Of socks? I keep all my memories in my feet. I can't get them out because I got two socks.
They're too cold. Well, there's an actual tent set up there.
Yeah,
like
man.
A camping tent.
Nice.
Yeah, they've got it nicer here than they do in New York. Because in New York, they can't have. Even
really,
even non-permanent structures.
Nice.
Really,
so they're literally under tarps in a sleeping bag, just
nice.
On the ground. So I was totally surprised when I came down here one day and they were starting to set up. Like, what the fuck are you guys like asking for the police to like shit on you?
I'm really relatively surprised that nobody's coming. Like, hey, you guys got to stop.
I'm surprised that, like I said during the General Assembly today, they were saying that that Washington Courthouse Square is neutral on them. That they don't even have, I would expect, just off the jump, that
yeah.
they would be like, well, fuck, I'm not super happy about that.
Yeah. Huh.
But I think as long as they keep the space clean, I think
yeah.
as long as they're respectful of people that are going to work
yeah.
and aren't all up in there like,
yeah.
you're a part of the problem, dickface.
Right.
Huh.
The guy pointed out when we were walking down there to go to the pisser, the guy pointed out the group of about six homeless people and pointed out the chick that pissed on the chair.
Nice. That's pretty sweet.
Because they're just hanging out down there because they kind of shoot them away.
That's where you hang out, yeah.
Waiting for an open chair.
Yeah. Oh, man, this hat is itchy, but my head is cold.
Toasty warm, man. Do you guys have a go-to phrase for when something bad is about to happen?
Oh, this can't be good.
Yeah, Uh-oh. This can't be. I've got like a bank of them, and I don't like nothing like that. I'm always
mine.
On.
Like when I fuck up, I'm oh shit, like that. You guys have that?
Yeah, I'd say my like most common is probably an oh shit. It's
really?
Not anything
okay.
particularly creative.
My surprising one, like when I'm surprised, I'm like son of a bitch.
And that's all in the inflection of the voice
yeah,
too. Like,
yeah, son of a bitch. That one,
that's
not, yeah, it's a whole different one.
That's yeah,
yeah.
But I figured it out. Like, there's one time when I was driving down the road, and, like, I was getting on a highway, and it was rainy, and I did a donut in between two cars. Oh, shit. Like,
it's
immediately.
It's funny, like, when the shit really gets out of control,
yeah.
The few times that it's happened to me, I have not been, like, it's gotten so out of control that I didn't even have a clever.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
key.
Yeah.
Like, it was
oh,
like.
Yeah.
And then, just like, at the end,
roll,
of
like,
the long,
fuck.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I guess I survived again.
Yeah.
So.
You got one? You got to go to, like, something.
What scenario are we popping out here? Like, what
I just told him, like, I was driving down the highway one day, and it was wet, and I, like, was, something happened, and I did a donut. And my, I was like, oh shit. Like,
yeah.
And then ran off the road into a ditch, you know.
I did a donut in my Blazer coming around from New Jersey Trayvine onto Grange Hall. It was real wet, and I had really shitty tires.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what I said. Like, that's, I guess, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's probably what,
yeah.
Probably what would
oh,
come
fuck.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, fuck, yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah. I think that's interesting. It was like, mine's definitely cuss words, like, not, oh, no, or, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's curse words.
Yeah.
There's something satisfying about them. I don't know
yeah.
what it is.
Because
now they've worn off their, like, ooh, I'm doing something bad. Like,
yeah.
I don't feel that way about them anymore, but they still fucking work. I don't,
yeah.
I don't know why.
They're,
what's the power?
Because you're not supposed to say them.
Woo-hoo! I'm sort of supposed, I'm not, like, not supposed to say them, though. Like, I don't feel that way about them. Like, I'm not supposed to say them in church or at a funeral.
Or on TV.
Yeah.
You know, like basic TV. I mean.
Well, I'm not on TV, so.
Not
yet.
I hope I don't say something like, Mommy! You know, I would hope not to do that, but I guess there's a chance it
yeah,
comes up.
Never know.
It was scary enough. You might just defecate.
Yeah, mine's oh shit or son of a bitch. If it's something surprising, like, it's not like. I'm trying to think of what I said it to.
Short coffee.
I hope we're picking up the honks.
Thanks for honking when we drove by.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you were going to, and I was like, I will not be seen in this car, and it does not honk. I am sorry.
I'm not like that. I mean.
No, I knew you weren't, like, necessarily in the support camp, also not necessarily in the anti camp.
Yeah.
But I thought, like, these protesters have seen my sign. They know I'm out. Like, I have to honk.
I hung my ass off on a scooter. People were like, woo!
Yeah!
What does that sound like?
Beep, 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 beep. Really loud, though.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah,
you're a loud honker.
Loud, yeah.
We got one honk, and I can't make up my mind on this, right? So this big truck drives up, and he's like,
get out of the road.
Goes up, and doesn't seem interested at all, at least from what I could hear, right? Everybody's like, honk, yeah, fuck Wall Street, blah, blah. And then dude honks, and it's full on, like, semi-truck air. It made me jump.
Nice.
And then I thought, like, with a horn like that, I'm not sure that was a honk in favor. That guy might have just been trying to scare a bunch of fucking hippies. I couldn't make it up. Couldn't figure it out. That and the cop honks are nice, but I think we're in a special
cop
position.
Cop honks is crazy.
I think we're in a special position in Ohio because with the SB5 is going on and they're trying to kill collective bargaining for them, and I think that they associate on some level this is left,
yeah.
The left would be against that, and so I think that threat to their abilities to collectively bargain makes them more sympathetic here than in New York.
Well, I've got to imagine, like, the cops have a union, right? Yeah, I've got to imagine the cop unions, like, we know what's up, and it's smart to fight for the right side, being the left side.
Wait, the right side is the left side?
In this circumstance, yes.
Okay.
What do you guys think about...
Orwellian.
Do what?
It's a little Orwellian, right is up, or
yeah.
The east.
Yeah.
Not right is up, that does work.
Is that Orwell? Yeah, I guess so.
He did the War is Peace.
Yeah. Okay.
Freedom of Slavery, all that
1984.
Shit.
1984. Go read it.
That and Animal Farm is Orwell, too, right?
Yeah.
I think that was one of the lists of
like Animal
good
Farm better.
Uses of your credit on Audible.
Nice, yeah. That's a short one, though. So
yeah,
that's
part of the reason I like it. It's also like more narrative, and it's more like the ideas are simpler because it's pigs and cats and dogs explaining shit. And so it doesn't get as sort of heavy as 1984 does.
convince humans are shit because we don't need giant long tails to stand up upright. Fuck you, squirrels. Fuck you, kangaroos.
No, we also can't whack people with our giant
tails. Yeah, that's true.
But we also don't, like, jump from tree to tree. And, like, with the snow leopard.
You're right.
Like, that's part of that. And so
that'd be pretty sweet.
I feel like we're the shit in not having tails and just walking around. But when it comes from jumping a tree to tree, snow leopard's got it all over.
Not very good at it.
A tail wouldn't bother me, but it would change the dynamic of spooning.
It's true.
Do you like?
Yeah, you'd have to go
straddle the tail. Or, do you let the tail of your spoon? Or do you let your wife's tail
goes come between your legs?
Use that as like your leg pillow,
your handle.
Then you've got her. Like, I've got your tail, bitch.
Until she smacks you with it.
I don't know. I think if humans had tails, most of us would just cut them off like dogs do. Like they have that like little like
Dober pitcher style.
I don't know, then it becomes a cock. Fisting up my hand.
We would find a way to make it something embarrassing that only the,
or
only
to fuck
the
with.
Shitty people had tails.
Or to fuck with.
Yeah.
Like, if you're fucking with your tail, that's kind of creepy.
Just stroking it.
Yeah.
Sitting at a bar. Did you not read the sign on the entrance to this frickers? There's no tail stroking in this bar.
It's my tail. I'm sick of people infringing on my rights. How dare you? I'm going to the shenanigans. They don't mind what I do with my tail over there. That's some bullshit.
Is it weird to see people...
Yes.
...regularly...
No.
...that you've seen naked? This is cutting a little close to home.
If you no longer plan on ever seeing them naked again?
Yeah. No, there's... Like I said, we might have listeners that listen to this that know of which I speak... I drop my girl off of preschool, and I regularly see a chick that I've seen naked, like, that's been on my junk before. Didn't fuck her, but, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, wow, I don't even know who this is.
I haven't had the experience.
It's, like, it's kind of weird. I don't know really how to feel about it.
But I also feel like it's a little different, like, male to female. Like, when that sexual tension is there, like, if you'd seen me naked...
Yeah.
That's right, and normal, then like whatever, we just hung out, like you were seeing me now.
Seeing you naked, yeah.
Would it be
hard pressed to not want to see you naked again?
Why, thank you, sir. That is a compliment that I will take.
I don't know how to look at that. I mean, like it hasn't been terribly weird in the circumstance. Like, every Tuesday and Thursday, I see this.
On today, huh?
But is it the same person, somebody that you used to just kind of hang out with?
Oh yeah, we've totally been friends, and it's fine.
So this random seeing on Tuesday, Thursday isn't the first time you've seen her, and you know you never expected to see her.
No, but it's still kind of strange to like. I totally know what you look like naked.
There's no chance that she thinks about that when she looks at you, probably, right?
I don't know. Probably not.
I don't think they're built that way.
No.
Probably not.
No, I agree.
I don't think they...
It's like,
I
totally know that your ass is better than it looks like in jeans.
Wow, that's a rarity.
Yeah, I was surprised too. I was like,
well, it's been, how long has it been? 5 years now? 10 years now?
No, fucking 15 years.
15 years?
That's a lot of
years.
Her ass looks way different now.
Yeah, it probably does. Yeah, she's had some kids.
Four kids later, right?
Three.
Wow.
Yeah.
No,
it's not the same ass anymore.
No, probably not.
But that ass is left.
It's still strange to like see this girl and be like, oh, I've totally seen you naked. And I guess I should just might as well say it. Hi, Lan.
You should also. Hi, Josh. She should be thankful that you saw her naked when you did, because now when you imagine
nice
seeing her naked
like
again,
it's
15 years ago when things were good.
Oh, I don't necessarily like. I don't miss it. I'm not like. It's not a sexual thing at this point, but like, it's just weird. Like, oh hey, how's it going? Nice to see your kids or whatever, and our kids play together, and I've totally seen you naked, and like your junk has been on my junk before,
right.
And that's kind of weird.
That time?
Yeah.
Remember the time our junks were on each other's junks?
And it's weird to me. Weird. Maybe it's not
weird.
We put
them in the collective junk drawer.
I don't want to see that drawer, that hurt. Man. That's gross.
We tried to slam it shut. And that was a mistake. How would you put you'd have to cut a vagina out to put it in a junk drawer.
That's true.
Yeah. You wouldn't mind straddling this junk drawer, would you?
Hey, do you guys want to say bye?
Yeah, bye.
This is thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
This has been really fun.
It's been enjoyable and not nearly as horrendous as I think you expected.
Nope, not at all.
A bit different except for the last part of this episode, but
cool. Thanks for listening. You can find us at Snort Coffee on Twitter, snortcoffee.com.
Yeah. 937-551-1040.
Super easy.
can send text messages to 937-212-5035. You can try to call it, but I don't pick up my phone unless I fucking know you.
Yeah.
Because I got bill collectors.
Yep.
And so I came down here to occupy Dayton.
Do you want
to
give out your phone number?
937-305-9687. Don't fucking call me.
Yeah.
You text send it, text messages? You're text friendly?
Oh, yeah. You can text it. You can call me if you want to.
Call. I just won't answer it.
Yeah.
And now that I've said that a couple times on the show, I get unknowns and there's almost hesitation
maybe I should answer it.
Nah, fuck it.
You should just answer it. Snort coffee, and if they don't know what you're talking about, hang up on them.
Joel Train, he's out of the office right now. can I take a message?
I'm going to go ahead and say, if you want a sticker, we got bumper stickers. I'll pay postage and all that shit. Just email snortcoffee@gmail.com, I believe, .com.
Yeah, we have the bumper stickers and the clear sticky on the window stickers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both are going to run like crazy as soon as they hit water, but whatever. We'll see how that goes.
On the inside. They're meant for the inside.
I don't know that they are.
No, they are. We printed them, the way you printed the one.
I thought the sticky side was on the back. We'll see how it goes.
That's no good.
Yeah. We'll see. They might be for the outside, and that's kind of silly.
I think that they're designed to be on the inside.
I will send you two stickers. Do what?
Just tape them to your car. Yeah. Just use packaging tape and tape it to your car.
Or they'll stick, just jam them up in the window seal.
Yep,
and
that's where I got mine.
Yeah, that's how I did mine as well. Fucking live from downtown Dayton, man.
Good times.
Not bad. Like, this is not a bad place to be.
I think we need to get more creative with locations.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun to...
Yeah.
Well, we've experimented and we now know that the setup's fairly easy.
Not bad,
Battery life okay.
Battery life's acceptable. I'd certainly rather be.
We couldn't get 4 hours, but we could easily get 2 or 3.
2 hours is no big whoop at all.
Yeah,
yeah, and I could stretch that to 3 if I figure out whatever the issues were with my mine.
Yeah,
and if we do choose other locations, they don't have to be as themed as.
No. Like go to the food court in the mall.
Yeah.
And just sit there and eat a fucking chichurro or whatever the fuck they
go
serve
to the
there.
Bowling alley.
Yeah.
Doing the definitely. Bar of the bowling alley or something.
Yep.
Or on one of the, I always thought on one of the lanes of the bowling alley because you can hear like at the where you're supposed to be, not in the middle. Yeah. Not rent the lane and then like walk out
bowl,
there.
Hear the bowl under our table.
No, but I love the background of balls rolling down and then hitting the pins.
Yeah.
That's a fun background setup.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
I think that's all. Live from downtown Courthouse Square in Dayton, Ohio. Occupy Dayton.
Occupy Dayton. Occupy your town.
Yeah, man. Might as well. It's probably a good cause.
And I would advise, even if you don't want to occupy your town, I think it is an interesting experiment just to go down and
see what's up.
People watch. Talk to if you feel comfortable.
Learn
enough,
something.
Talk to people.
Yeah.
You'll find that no matter what news you're listening to, it's not.
It's
partially true, but it's also partially not true.
Yeah. Not as many hippies as I kind of expected.
But there's definitely
hippies. Yeah, that's true. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's see if I got another little way to be an asshole to finish this up. Totally weird, I think. And I don't think about it when I see her, to see her naked. I'm like... Totally seen you naked.
I hope they listen to it and catch that nice and tight.
I'm gonna kind of.
I think it's a compliment.
Well, realistically, I should have fucked her, but that's getting way too. Well, that's probably the deepest I've ever gotten into my own personal feelings. Little way to be an asshole. Insist that people smell like things. Like, you smell like cheese, dude. I'm like, no, I don't.
Those are white people smell like bologna.
White people smell like bologna.
Now, do you mean, like, day to day? Like,
oh, yeah, just
and then,
anytime.
Like, the next day, like, you still smell like cheese, dude.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Or do you that'll mean, like, out. Just several times, or just be really adamant about it? Like, when they deny
either way,
it,
yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah, either way is, I think, acceptable.
So it's a couple, that's two little ways to be
honest. Yeah.
Wrapped in a tight little bow.
Just to get the cord free. Well, all right. I think we're done. We're done.
Cool. Yeah,
we're done. All right. Yeah.
Bye
bye.
Bye. You want me to?
Beautiful.